How are you, sir?
Fine, Scott. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. What do you make of this? Does it seem to you that people wait until there's a crisis before they turn to God, and that might undermine what they're trying to do? That's what I've heard from a lot of people. They'll say that, you know, if you were always praying to God, and of course a lot of people do, then you would seem to have more credibility. But the fact that you wait until everything's, you know, flashing red and it's alert means, well, you're just out of ideas.
Well, maybe it seems that way, but I think you're right, Scott. The Bible is very clear in 1 Timothy 2:2 that Christians are to pray for all those who are in government authority positions, and we ought to pray for them so that we can lead a quiet and tranquil life, the Bible says. But, you know, having said that, I think it's very important to remember that God is not a Republican or a Democrat. We need to be praying right now for the president and the Congress. God's not a partisan politician who's up there, you know, cheering on the Boehner plan and booing the Reid plan. I think there's some general principles in Scripture about this whole debt crisis thing, but having said all of that, I don't fault anyone, and I think we ought to cheer people on for praying. But as you said, it shouldn't be just when our backs are up against the wall. We ought to be praying at all times for those who are in authority.
Do you worry about the mixing of religion and politics? A lot of people have said with this event that Governor Perry is putting together that it seems a little too cute to them, that, you know, they appreciate that you have a leader who is a Christian. A lot of people think that that's, you know, that's a great thing, and it certainly is, you know, in their opinion and in the opinion of a lot of people. But there are others who are Christians who will say, you know, I don't necessarily like this politician, so I don't want him using my faith to his advantage.
Well, you know, I think we need to remember Governor Perry didn't surrender his First Amendment rights to freedom of religious expression because he became governor. I'm 100% supportive of what he's doing. You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if we will pray and turn away from our sin and humble ourselves before God, God will heal our land. And I think any rational person would say we need some healing in America right now. So I'm completely supportive of what the governor's trying to do.
You think people should vote for him based on that?
Well, I think that is a personal decision. I think those who are strong Christians, many of them will be energized by that. There are other strong Christians who may choose to go another way. But as an evangelical conservative Christian, I'm encouraged by what Governor Perry's doing.
Have you been concerned at all, and as you said, God's not a Republican or a Democrat, but have you been concerned at all that the issues that are important to evangelicals have not been, at least so far, in any of the candidates who are out there, that they're really addressing their issues?
Well, I think I think people have said, you know, the conventional wisdom, Scott, is, well, this year nobody's really interested in social issues like abortion or the sanctity of marriage and so forth. It's all the economy. But I think there's a whole group of conservative Christians who are interested in preserving the life of the unborn, who are interested in preserving the sanctity of marriage. And I think pretty much they've been sitting on the sidelines so far this year, and I think they're looking for somebody who will champion what we believe are biblical causes and really are important to the healing of our country.
Well, one other thing I find really fascinating that I've seen over what has become a really interesting election cycle so far is it seems like on these issues like gay marriage and abortion, those things have always been sort of moral absolutes. They're not up for discussion. They're not up for compromise. But now you see a lot of people looking at fiscal issues the same way, right? You look at the debt ceiling, for example, and you see people acting as if these numbers on a page are moral absolutes. What do you make of that?
Well, first of all, I think the Bible has some principles about finances. The borrower is servant to the lender. Proverbs is filled with admonitions not to spend more than you take in personally or even as a country. But having said that, let's face it, there are two different ways to deal with this budget issue. One is through taxes. One is through cutting spending, maybe a balanced approach. And I don't think we ought to twist the Bible to try to support our particular way of solving this crisis. I think we Christians need to stick to the moral absolutes that are found in Scripture and not try to make every issue a biblical issue.
Interesting. All right. That is Pastor Robert Jeffers at First Baptist Dallas. Always appreciate the perspective. We've got traffic and weather together straight ahead.